Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. We're talking all week about your time and the fact that your time is actually more precious than money because you have the opportunity to make more money, but you can never make more time. And so we talked a little bit about choosing your tasks and deciding on the value and choosing your tasks based on the value of your time. We talked about those things that you find therapeutic that are not worth the value of your time, but yet they're good for you from a mental perspective or from a physical perspective. We touched on important activities and that, you know, a lot of that revolves around spending time with loved ones and how you can you build that into the time that you have available. And today I want to talk about what I will call the goal of every business owner, and that is to find people that are as good as you or better than you at virtually every task that you perform. And in doing that, what you want to do is you're trying to get people to free you up to do other things. And in some cases, it could be leisure like vacations, and in other things, it could be focusing on higher value items or spending more time working on strategic issues as opposed to operational issues that a lot of business owners do. And if you're able to find people that are better than you, then you can replace yourself in most of those more, I'll call, mundane activities or even operationally related activities. And the way you do this is first of all, you find good people and you hire good people, and then you provide them the autonomy they need to thrive. And once you do that, it allows you to step out of those day-to-day issues and as we said before, assume more of a strategic role. The challenge, though, is people can get too far away with this, and I've seen it happen to many business owners, right? Because what they'll do is they will separate themselves too much from what I'll call the critical aspects of the business. And so there needs to be focus constantly on the money, right? So the numbers around the business have to be critical. And whether you are stepping away to a more strategic role or not, if you are the business owner or if you're a primary person in the business, you need to stay close to the balance sheet. You also need to stay close to your key customers and what I'll call employee dynamics, because you get one or two bad employees, and we've talked about this several times, and all of a sudden you create a cancerous environment for other workers. So being in tune with what's going on from an employee perspective is really critical. And again, what we're trying to do is put the right people in the right places. But as a great leader, we have to maintain what I'll call a healthy state of paranoia. And paranoia may be too strong a word, but that paranoia will keep you involved just enough to know that people are working in the best interest of the business. So it's not a self-serving thing. You make sure you have to worry about, you know, employee theft. I mean, all kinds of things can come in when you're not present. So making sure that you maintain just enough contact and just enough exposure to keep control of things is a critical balance. The last point I'll make is this: as people start to face their final days, they never wish they had more hours in the office. They don't wish for more money. The one thing they truly crave is more time. Think about how you use your time and cherish the time that you have. If you know someone that can benefit from hearing this message, send them a link and ask them to subscribe. The link's joelbrookman.com. From there, they can click on links to iTunes or to Stitcher. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me on Monday for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. But for this weekend and for today, just think about your time, think about the value of your time, and think about how you can use it more effectively than you are right now. And just remember what I said when I started this week and when I started today. Time is more precious than money. you can make more money. You can't make more time.